Hi, in this week's episode of Sneakers and Strategies, we're going to cover Google's product review, Small Business Killer, and the SB Dunk Low Fly Streetwear Gardenia. So let's get started. All right. Welcome to another episode of Sneakers and Strategies. I'm your host, Nick Kastner. I serve as Director of Brand and Digital Strategy at Forum Communications, a full-service strategic marketing agency that helps clients find their voice in a crowded marketplace. This week, we're going to talk about some updates Google has made over the past 9 to 12 months, and those all have to do with product reviews. So let me first explain what all that means. So over the past 9 to 12 months, Google has decided that there needed to be a major update in how it manages product reviews. So product reviews are, you know, those things that if you were to purchase a product online, the thing that would connect, whether or not you have 5-star reviews, 4-star reviews, it's a measure of the quality of the product. So in the updates that have occurred, and I'm just going to go through these in a couple of different articles from Search Engine Land, but they accomplished these major updates when it comes to product reviews. They had 2 major core updates in 2022 and pushed out 3 product review updates in 2022 as well. That's actually one more than what was done in the prior year. And so in doing so, the updates, what they did is they were building on the work of the product reviews done in 2021 to identify high-quality product reviews. So one of the things that they were concerned with is proof. They wanted proof that there was context around a product review, that it was real. So that way it shows the more relevant, the higher rated products first. So that seems like it's a good thing when it comes to product search. There have been a lot of those changes that have occurred. Of course, we had 3 last year. Let me go through my notes here. We've already had one in February of this year. All in building on what's happening. You know, so if your current website offers product reviews for an e-commerce store, for instance, you probably want to see if your rankings changed. Even just this article from March 7th says that it took 14 days for that rollout to occur, so you may have been recently impacted as well. So one of the things that has concerned me, angered me, maybe would be the better word, is how it has treated small businesses. So let's back up for a second. I'm a small business, small to medium business, and I build everything custom. So let's say that I build custom cabinetry. So if I do a search for cabinets or kitchen cabinets, what do you find? And so if I were to do the search, what do you get in a kitchen cabinet search? You're going to get products. It's going to show you, here are the sponsored shops. Here's some kitchen cabinets from Home Depot. Here are some kitchen cabinets from Lowe's. Here's some images of some kitchen cabinets. And then here's some that you can buy from various different places who have submitted the XML map of their products to Google with reviews. Okay. Prices, everything. That seems like it's great if you're trying to buy cabinets. But what if you want custom kitchen cabinets? Well, of course, you would add the word custom to your search topic, and then you're going to get a different level of results because Google understands that you're looking for something different. What's weird, though, is that since they've made this product update, now in the top 3 searches for custom kitchen cabinets, you still get Lowe's and Home Depot. You don't necessarily see local vendors. So if I'm a small business that sells anything that is related to cabinetry or bathroom remodeling or kitchen remodeling or those sort of terms, let's say that I'm a small business and I traditionally rank for those up until last year. I may have been a number 1, number 2, number 3 position. But when this update rolled out, all of a sudden Google has prioritized products over anything else. And so if you once ranked for custom cabinets, number 1, you don't anymore because Home Depot and Lowe's win because their brand's bigger. Okay? Might seem like it makes sense, but man, is it hurting small businesses. So we've had a few clients who this has impacted in a major way. One particular client ranked number one for one of these categories in almost everything. Number one, number two, number three in everything. Over the past year, they went from number one to number five to number eight to number 12 to number 15 and so on, all because they're being pushed down by products. So it's problematic for small businesses because small businesses do not necessarily sell all their products online. They all would have to go e-commerce. Many of them choose not to. Therefore, they can no longer compete online. In my opinion, this is a monopolistic behavior and it's not healthy for search. So not a lot of people are talking about this. I don't know why. I hate to complain. So let me back up. I hate to complain about Google search because I typically win, right? So if I'm working with a client, our agency typically wins. We don't have a lot of issues with search engine optimization because we've been very successful. We have clients with great products and great reviews and great backlinks and great content and all the things that Google would want. We don't try to, you know, they don't try to cheat. We don't try to cheat. Like, we are very much playing the white hat game, doing all the things that you should do as a search engine optimization firm. Okay, I'll leave it at that. But one of the things that is frustrating me at the moment is that Google is again prioritizing big box brands against small businesses. This was a problem a few years ago. It was brought to their attention. They tried to address it in some of the ways that they were managing search because literally, they said, if you're a big box brand, you're going to rank better. Okay, so they came back and said, okay, we're going to make it more competitive, focus on local search, did some work with Google Business Profiles and the map and, you know, those sort of things to help local businesses do a better job in local optimization. Now, here we are again with businesses that work in this sort of space and really any space where you could go head-to-head with e-commerce products and where you may be offering something custom. You may have ranked in the past, now you won't. So how do you overcome this? Well, there are a few strategies that we're looking into. One is schema. And so I have preached schema to all of our clients and even internally on staff now for nearly a year because schema is the future of search for small businesses. It's a way that you can compete with big box brands because you can easily explain to Google what you do. So if you want information on schema, I'm actually going to publish some things on the forum blog. So if you go to forumspeaks.com, we're going to add some things to the blog about schema and how important it is. I think that's of incredible value. So that's one. Two, produce better content. If you want to compete and you want to rank well against big box brands, you have to have better content. So if you manufacture, I don't know, mirrors, okay? You manufacture mirrors and they're all custom made for whatever the client needs and someone needs to know, how do you choose what mirror to put in your home? We need to make sure that this client has the best content on the internet on the subject. So that's the goal. How do we give the user, the searcher, the best content possible? And then everything else will answer itself. So I'm not saying that you can't win. I'm just saying I think the practice that's happening right now, it's simply unfair. I'm not criticizing Google for their decisions. I don't think they realize the impact of the decisions they made. And I just want to make sure it's brought to their attention. So I'm certainly going to tag them in this podcast and see if I can get any feedback there because I think that's one of the things that I'm most concerned about. A lot of agencies our size work with a lot of small to medium businesses who really need help in the SEO space to compete. And again, we've been very successful on a local and regional level doing that. But I would say that right now, there are some industries that that's a struggle. And it really has to do with the way the algorithm has changed over the past year. At first, I will say that we didn't think anything of it because it was sort of a hiccup. We saw some dip in our rankings for some of our clients. And then all of a sudden, they picked back up. And so I thought it was just it was a temporary blip. There are some adjustments being made. But over the past, I would say, three updates that have occurred, it's just continued to trickle down. And we've made some adjustments, but not enough. So with that, I don't want to leave on any bad news here. So again, there are a couple of things that you can do to navigate that water a little better. Again, schema is number one. Number two is making sure you have the best content online. Number three are backlinks, and really trying to make sure that you're fighting for really high quality backlinks to make sure that consumers see your content. And fourth, storytelling. I mean, it's really not as much as we focus on search and digital marketing, it's not all about search. There are tons of other marketing channels that can be very, very effective and drive leads. So maybe it's that you have to enter paid search and play in that market for a while. Maybe there's some other channels you have to consider if you're struggling right now because of these updates. But I would also say that you need to continue to position yourself with, you know, like I said, schema, great content, backlinks. And another thing that we found very helpful is the storytelling aspect of it, whether it be in video or even in PR, and trying to make sure that people understand what it is you offer. So those sort of things may be the end game for at least our clients to do a better job and try to fight back in terms of rankings for some of the things that maybe they used to rank for. So that's all I'm going to say on that topic. I just wanted to bring it to your attention. I don't think a lot of people are talking about it. I've dug around on the web. I don't see a lot of people concerned about it. A lot of e-commerce businesses are super excited because if they've got great reviews and they can prove those reviews are true, then they're doing a great job and they're ranking very well. But again, small businesses don't really know how to fight back. So hopefully this is an opportunity for them to have just a little bit of a voice in all the things that are happening on the web right now. So with that, let's talk about, instead of SB killer, right, small business killer, let's talk about SB dunks. So I'm a huge fan of the Dunk Low. I know there's some people who hate them. There's some people who love them, but I really like the shoe. And so there's a brand new SB Dunk Low Fly Streetwear Gardenia coming out. I love skate culture shoes. When I was in high school and even in college, I spent a lot of time in a band and spent a lot of time in what I'd say the punk and ska scene, right? And I just have a lot of respect for that culture, and I think the SB Dunk Low represents skate culture fairly well. The shoe itself is cool. It's has a multi-layered swish in off-white. The shoe is blue, gray, off-white, has some light green on the back where the Nike text is. I refer to these, as well as the pandas, as business dunks because I could wear them. I wear J's anyway, but you know, I could wear those Dunk Lows pretty much anywhere. Same reason I like the pandas. So check that shoe out. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see the SB Dunk Low there on screen. So if you need assistance in any of your marketing efforts, or you're struggling with this SEO issue, right? So you're into, you've got products on your site you used to rank for something, now you're struggling, maybe we can help you at Forum. So reach out to me, Nick Kastner. You can find me on LinkedIn, or you can contact us here at Forum. Forum Speaks, SPEAKS.com. Have a great rest of your week.